Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Saturday, October 16th, and I am reading from the New International Version. Today we will read 3 John, Psalm 137, and Esther chapter 4. My study Bible notes that the purpose of 3 John is to commend Gaius for his hospitality and to encourage him in the Christian life. The elder, to my dear friend Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. It gave me great joy to have some brothers come and tell about your faithfulness to the truth and how you continue to walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Dear friend, you are faithful in what you are doing for your brothers, even though they are strangers to you. They have told the church about your love. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. It was for the sake of the name that they went out, receiving no help from the pagans. We ought therefore to show hospitality to such men, so that we may work together for the truth. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will have nothing to do with us. So if I come, I will call attention to what he is doing, gossiping maliciously about us. Not satisfied with that, he refuses to welcome the brothers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church. Dear friends, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. Demetrius is well spoken of by everyone, and even by the truth itself. We also speak well of him, and you know that our testimony is true. I have much to write you, but I do not want to do so with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace to you. The friends here send their greetings. Greet the friends there by name. Before we move on, I just want to give a little shout out to my mama. One of her favorite verses is in 3 John. It's 3 John verse 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. And isn't that the case, Lord? We pray for the children in our lives. We pray, Lord, for the children of Mountain Brook Baptist. We pray, Lord, for all of those who are in our midst, that they would walk in your truth. Okay, let's move on to Psalm 137. This is an anonymous psalm, meaning we do not know who the author is, but it is from a person who is in exile that is weeping over the bitterness of captivity. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars, we hung our harps, for there our captors asked us for songs. Our tormentors demanded songs of joy. They said, "Sing us one of those songs of Zion." How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth if I do not remember you. If I do not consider Jerusalem my highest joy. Remember, O Lord, what the Edomites did on the day Jerusalem fell. Tear it down, they cried. Tear it down to its foundations. O daughter of Babylon, doomed to destruction, happy is he who repays you for what you have done to us, he who seizes your infants and dashes them against the rocks. Okay, let's turn over to the book of Esther now. Today we are reading Esther chapter 4. The title in my Bible says, "Mordecai persuades Esther to help. When Mordecai learned of all that had been done, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and went out into the city, wailing aloud and bitterly. But he went only as far as the king's gate, because no one clothed in sackcloth was allowed to enter it. In every province to which the edict and order of the king came, there was great mourning among the Jews, with fasting, weeping, and wailing. Many lay in sackcloth and ashes. When Esther's maids and eunuchs came and told her about Mordecai, she was in great distress. She sent clothes for him to put on instead of his sackcloth, but he would not accept them. Then Esther summoned Hathach, one of the king's eunuchs assigned to attend her, and ordered him to find out what was troubling Mordecai and why. So Hathach went out to Mordecai in the open square of the city in front of the king's gate. Mordecai told him everything that had happened to him, including the exact amount of money Haman had promised to pay into the royal treasury for the destruction of the Jews. He also gave him a copy of the text of the edict for their annihilation, which had been published in Susa, to show to Esther and explain it to her, and he told him to urge her to go into the king's presence to beg for mercy and plead with him for her people. Hathach went back and reported to Esther what Mordecai had said. Then she instructed him to say to Mordecai, "All the king's officials and the people of the royal provinces know that for any man or woman who approaches the king in the inner court without being summoned, the king has but one law, that he be put to death. The only exception to this is for the king to extend the gold scepter to him and spare his life. But 30 days have passed since I was called to go to the king." When Esther's words were reported to Mordecai, he sent back this answer: "Do not think that because you are in the king's house, you alone of all the Jews will escape. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance for the Jews will arise from another place, but you and your father's family will perish. And who knows but that you have come to this royal position for such a time as this?" Then Esther sent this reply to Mordecai: "Go, gather together all the Jews who are in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maids will fast as you do. When this is done, I will go to the king, even though it is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went away and carried out all of Esther's instructions. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. I want to think back over the passages we've read today and to form a prayer on the concepts that were mentioned. Father, thank you that we can enjoy good health, that those of us who are in good health, we give you gratitude. And for those who are not in good health, we ask, Lord, that you would heal their bodies, and their physical healing might be a sign of the spiritual work you are doing in them. We're so thankful, Lord, for the faithfulness of brothers and sisters around us who are contending for the gospel. And we ask, Lord, that you would help us as a church to be faithful. Lord, we want that great joy of knowing that our children are walking in the truth. And so we take a moment to call out the names of our own children and the children whom we know and love. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to be faithful in showing hospitality to others. And Lord, as we grapple with Psalm 137, and when we are in seasons when we cannot imagine singing your praises, in those moments, Lord, would you help us to cry out for you and for your justice? Even in raw ways, help us to be honest with you, to admit our need to entrust ourselves and others to you, the only wise judge. And Lord, as we contemplate the book of Esther, we ask, Lord, that you would help us to put what is right above our own interests, and that you would help us to seek your glory. Help us, Lord, to seek spiritual preparation for the task that you have for us today and in the days to come. We love you, Lord. We seek you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Amen.